Hi, and welcome back to another episode of Unicorns Do Exist. I am your host, Vanessa, the podcast where you're never too far gone. There's never nothing you can come back from. And today I actually have a friend with me. You might know him as Conejo. There's like a bad word in the front.
Yeah. Most people know me as
Should I say? Yeah, you can say it.
Nah, Conejo. Conejo Rabbit's good. That's
Conejo Rabbit.
The majority of people know me that way. I got a real name, but it's not a secret, but in this case,
it's a need to know basis.
Yeah, there you go. Need to know basis.
I wanted you to be on the podcast because I wanted a perspective of a man. I don't know if you know, but I've been trying to date as a mother, single mom.
Yeah, we kind of had that conversation.
And for me, I'm having a hard time with it just because I've never seen anyone else. Like my tias, my mom, no one ever date after they have separated. Even though they're still young, they're beautiful, tienen pretendientes, like that is just something that we don't do. It's a taboo. We don't.
Yeah, it is a taboo.
You know, the one tia that did, everybody would talk about her, like, and if anything, I'd be like, good for you, tia, you're young, you're beautiful, like, don't waste your time. I mean, don't, like, no te quedes así sola. And now I tell my mom, like, date, we're all, she's like, no. And I was like, no, no voy a traer a nadie en mi casa.
Like you said, it's a taboo.
Yeah, like,
it's a taboo slash people, they get comfortable in the situations that they're in. And it's not always a good situation. Mm-mm. So I'll use my mom as an example. It was always me and her. I grew up with a single mother. Even when there was somewhat of a father figure there, mm-hmm. It was still always just me and my mom. So after she finally had enough and she said, I'm done, it took her years to say, I'm ready to date. And it was more of an accident. Because she was like how you're saying, it's a taboo. No, yeah. I'm not going to do it. She was all focusing, like, oh, I'm too old. And what about my kids? What are they going to think? Blah, blah, blah. And it was, I think.
Are you
an
only child? Sorry.
No, I have three sisters. So I'm the oldest. Mm-hmm. I have three sisters. They're from, I guess, my ex-stepdad, you could say.
Okay.
But what would that be? Half sisters? I don't know. I'm
they're your sisters.
Yeah.
Regardless. Two
regardless.
You live together, or they're your sisters.
Yeah, regardless, yeah. Are my sisters. So they have their dad and their dad. Even, like I said, even when he was in the picture, we still felt like we were by ourselves. So it was always just me, my mom, and then my sisters, all four of us. I'm the oldest. I'm the first boy. Let me get this right. I'm the first boy, the first born, the first grandson, the first great-grandson. First, a couple of things, not good things. I'm not. Like, the funny part is because I didn't have any siblings growing up, mm-hmm. I would always just get into, I'm trying not to cuss. Get
You're
into,
fine, cussing is fine.
I have a really bad potty mouth. When I was younger, because I didn't have any siblings, I would try to find any little thing to keep me occupied. Wasn't always a good thing, but I would do things to keep myself occupied. So when my sisters came around, I was rough with them growing up to the point when they got older, I was outnumbered. Mm-hmm. We'd be obviously playing around and stuff, but there'd be times where we're just at my barbecue at my grandma's, and then I'll say something funny or smart, and then all three of them will jump on me, but because of what I taught them. Mm. So it's just funny. It was just funny. So I have that type of relationship with my sisters where I don't want to say I'm like an overprotective brother, but they know, like, if something happens, and they don't always tell me anything or everything, which they don't need to. They're already all adults. The youngest one is 21.
Okay.
The oldest is 27.
That's still a baby.
Yeah. And the middle one, she's 24. But they know, like, if things need to pop off or whatever reason, then they know I'm here.
So you hide a body.
Yeah, I'm that type of brother. But yeah, like I said, it's always been me and my mom. And even for the longest time, too, going back to how people get out of the relationship and they feel like, oh, well, no, I'm done. I'm too old. Or not only that, I feel like people tend to get, I don't want to use brainwashed, but I feel like they lose self-love. To the point where they're just, they box themselves in.
Yeah.
And my mom did that for like a really long time until she just finally snapped out of it. But she didn't snap out of it because we told her to. She snapped out of it when she was ready.
Okay.
But I think us encouraging her to do it versus pushing her to do it helped.
Is your mom dating now?
Yeah, so she's actually, so it's a funny story. So yeah, she's actually dating. She's been with her partner now for 5 years.
Oh,
Oh, okay. I think going on six.
It's been a while. Nice.
Yeah, been a while. But because of, I hate using the word, if I'm being completely honest, which I am right now, I hate using the word trauma when it comes to me. Because I don't want to say it's a trauma, because I tend to, if I don't want to deal with it, like I just won't deal with it. But my mom's partner, the first 2 years, I was a jerk. I was such a jerk to him. I wouldn't give him a chance, or not even hang out, or just anything. Like, he really tried, but I would just keep pushing him away. And so, resentment. I think resentment because of my real dad abandoned me. My stepdad didn't want me. So here's a third one. I'm not even gonna put myself in that position to allow. And a lot of men go through that, but a lot of men don't talk about it. Mm-hmm. And I'm one of those men that don't like talking about it as much or in general, just because I feel like it's a part of me where I feel, it makes me feel defeated. And I guess cliche type of thing, but as a man, you don't want to feel that. You don't want to feel defeated. You don't want to feel,
oh, correct.
You know, you want to feel like invincible, mm-hmm. which I feel like most men do up to a certain point until something happens to them, and then they humbly get humbled. But yeah, I gave him a hard time for the first 2-3 years, and then that was Thanksgiving. He was, you know, now tomando, and I kind of just told him, you know, I'm sorry. And then ever since then, it's been very good.
What changed that in you? What made you realize that it's okay?
The way he treated my mom. I don't know, obviously the alcohol had a little to do with it, but.
No, but there's, yes, and vinos veritas. However, you must have already been thinking about it.
Yeah.
If not, you wouldn't.
Yeah. Okay. Behind the back of my mind, I was already thinking about it. I just never like again said anything because I don't want to put myself in the position to have a conversation that either I didn't want to have or it was not a big deal, at least to me. So, yeah, it was just Thanksgiving and, you know, just everybody good eating.
Perfect timing.
Yeah, it actually was. But it was the way I said it. So sometimes I'm pretty aggressive when I talk. And I don't mean it aggressively, it's just sometimes it's just how I talk. But the way I said it, everybody stopped their plates and like, oh, what is he gonna say? Mm-hmm. And that's when I told him, you know, I give you a hard time and I'm sorry. And then ever since then, and it's been
Did your mom cry?
Yeah.
I would cry.
My mom's a big llorona. My mom's a big llorona. She's a Pisces, she's emotional.
Oh yeah.
And then me, I'm a little hard headed, I'm a Scorpio. So and then one of my sisters is a Leo, my other two sisters is they're both Libras.
Okay. Scorpio. My best friend is Scorpio, apparently. Scorpio
in October or November?
November.
Okay, November's a bear.
November. I don't know. She's my, I don't know. She can be crazy.
We can be crazy. But I feel like it's crazy people need sometimes.
Yeah. Oh, well, I'm an Aquarius. So I know crazy.
Yeah, there you go.
So it's like we're the perfect yin and yang, even though we're nothing alike.
Yeah.
Her and I, we're nothing alike.
That's a good way to say it.
Yeah, but we're the perfect yin and yang. So that's awesome.
That's honestly, that's how I picture me and Ruben.
Oh,
he's not an Aquarius.
Cool.
Yeah, he's not an Aquarius, but compared to Ruben and me, especially when we were younger, way different, you and me. Which is funny how I met him because we were kids. Obviously, I was doing stuff I shouldn't be doing, but I met him on just gang related activities.
Oh, nice. Okay.
So, not nice. But I mean, I don't regret what I did back then. To be honest, the only thing I regret is what I put my mom through.
Oh yeah, of course.
Because she didn't know where I was at. She didn't know nothing.
That's the biggest fear, especially as a mom.
Yeah, and my mom's always thinking about us, and just she's always puts us first before her. Mm-hmm. And growing up, my mom, because she went through it hard, and I feel like it's always the first child that goes through it hard than anybody else. Oh, yeah. And what me and my mom went through, like through our phase, my sisters, not say that they're privileged because they're not. But they will never know what me and my mom went through.
It's a difference, yeah.
Yeah, it's a big difference. And I always say, my mom gave me what I needed, not what I wanted. There's a difference. Mm-hmm. But, you know, thanks to her, I'm obviously still here. And the stuff that I did that was not
so nice.
Not so nice. Again, I don't regret it. That was man enough. Well, I was thinking I was man enough to do it back then. So I don't regret nothing. Even with the choice that I was making, that honestly was gonna lead me to a very, very dark place. None of that will still take the fact that of me regretting what I put my mom through.
Oh, yeah. Because she didn't deserve it.
Yeah, she didn't. And in no way, shape, or form me, I guess you could say, rebel or whatever. In no way, shape, or form was of her bad parenting. It was just
a lot of times when you yourself, like me, I remember I'm the oldest. I put my mom through a lot, both my parents. My dad kind of laughed it off because he was my dad and but that was really more chill. But my mom suffered a lot.
Yeah.
It wasn't because I wanted to make her hurt. I never thought I was doing it to her, especially coming out as a lesbian. My mom was like devastated.
Would you say your parents were moral and fashion?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
It's my mom especially.
Okay.
My mom. And she literally disowned me for a good like half a year, almost.
So she accepted it?
No, she took her 10 years to accept my other partner.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
The one we met?
She was the second person she'd be nice to.
Okay.
No, but, and like I said, I don't regret being me. Because it's like, you feel like you have to do it. You just do it.
Yeah.
And you're young and you're dumb, but at the end of the day, the pain that we caused him, it's like, it still sucks.
Yeah, it does.
It's not intentional.
It really isn't intentional, but it's, I mean, I still think about it. Yeah. It pops in my head because
I'm like, damn.
Yeah.
Sorry, Mom.
Just everything. Yeah, sorry, Mom.
Sorry, Mom.
Everything that I put her through. I even remember the time that I would sneak out of the house before my youngest sister was born. My middle sister, she would wait up for me to open the window.
Aww.
Yeah, so I could sneak back in. I think I was 13, 14, I don't know.
13 years old?
Oh my God,
I was thinking 21.
No, no.
21, I mean, and yes, at 21, I had to sneak out of my house still, okay? At 18, at 17, I was thinking like 17, 18.
No, 18, 21, that was...
You were already
I was already getting out type of thing.
Ah, okay, that's good.
I was already like my mind.
You're coming back home.
Yes.
Ah,
yeah, okay. My mind was changing. Like my mindset was changing. I always had it. It's just I don't know, I just never listened to it. Like I chose to do the things I wanted to do.
Yeah, you probably just had to get out of your system.
Yeah. Which I'm glad I did because
it's better earlier than later.
Yeah, because if you think about it now, or if I think
an adult.
Yeah.
Versus a child.
Yeah, just because I run into people that, I don't want to say issues, because I don't have any issues with anybody. But back in the day where we thought we had issues with people, mm-hmm. I would run into them and I'm like, whatever. And I know that like, they remember me, or they'll bring it up, but I don't feed into it. So
yeah.
What is that word? Nonchalant?
Nonchalant, yeah.
There you go.
Well, I think it's because you matured enough to know who you are versus what you have to prove.
Yeah.
When you're young, and a kid and a boy,
yeah.
You're like, gotta prove myself, gotta do this, gotta do that, and it's like all made up in your head.
Like my mom worked crazy hours. So my dad would babysit me, and then I get out of school, and then my mom would still be working. So that's what I mean when, like, she would come home, and then obviously, okay, get ready for school, get the stuff ready, dinner, and then boom, go to sleep. Mm-hmm. That's what I mean as far as she gave me what I needed, not what I wanted. Like,
correct. Yeah. Sometimes that's more than we can ask for.
Yeah. Like I had fun playing in the backyard with my little monitos and little marbles and stuff like that because I would keep myself entertained. I feel like now, like the kids now, especially because of technology.
Oh, wow, yeah.
It's harder for them to even enjoy the outdoors.
They don't want to, well, a lot of kids don't want to go outside.
A lot.
But it sucks. It's not only them, though. I think, like, as a parent, it's your responsibility
for enabling
them. Trust me, when I go to the restaurant, of course I want him to shut up and sit down and eat his food.
Yeah.
But he doesn't because he doesn't have an iPad. Well, to the end of the dinner.
Yeah, yeah.
But so he's jumping around, he's screaming, he's yelling, he's throwing things. He throws water everywhere all the time. The sippy cup or the water cup, 99% of the time, ends up on the floor. Or he's climbing on top of me. And I'm like, hey, do you want an iPad kit or do you want this?
Yeah.
And a lot of people don't want to struggle. Or they're embarrassed of the noise, or they're embarrassed. My brother's like, shh, like he's a kid.
Yeah,
he's gonna make noise.
I don't feel like people should be embarrassed. Like it's just,
I'm not. I'm like,
it's a
you're
beautiful
entitled
thing.
To have a kid-free life.
Yeah.
In your house, in yourself, but you're not entitled to have a kid-free world.
Exactly.
In this world, there's kids,
yeah.
And if you want to be part of it, you're gonna have to just, you know, I don't let him run around and like.
No, of course not. But I mean,
but things
kids,
like
kids
laughing loud or crying and. Mm-hmm. It's normal. They're going to do it.
I feel like that's, I guess, one of the positive things now with this generation is, in a sense, kids are being kids versus in a way how we grew up, where we had to grow up fast and some of us really didn't enjoy our childhood, mm-hmm. or it just from one day to the next cambió.
Gone.
Because I mean, I was 5-6 years old, and obviously during summer, so I wouldn't go to school. My mom was still working. I had a list my mom gave me to clean the house and things like that.
El baño, la
yeah,
cocina,
exactly. Oh, if vacuum. I miss one little thing, the snapping.
When she got home and she was already tired and mad, you would get it. That was me. And I have a sister. My sister and I, my mom would be like, Vanessa, tú limpia el baño. Vanessa, tú limpia la cocina. Esperanza, tú limpia el baño. And she would leave and then come back. And then I knew what time she'd be back around. And my sister went into the restroom.
Yeah,
and I was like, dude, my mom's on her way back. She's like, I don't care. And I was like, dude, my mom is going to come back in the restroom.
Yeah.
She's going to get mad. And so then eventually my sister just figured that I would do it.
Yes.
And I would, because I'm the oldest.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I would go and I would be like, I'd do the restroom and I'd do this. And
yeah, that would happen to me too. Or I would wait.
I'd get stuck with all of them.
Like the last half an hour, just.
Yeah. Rápido. ¿Y así limpias?
Yeah.
Así te lavas la cola. And I was like, oh, fuck. It was like, see, Timothy. And I would tell it, be like, well, mom, it was her, but I did it. And she's like.
Yeah, but like I said, the oldest, like we, the majority of the time, like we get it.
Yeah, and so. She would yell at me for,
yeah.
for doing it.
I feel like. If you didn't yell that back in the day, like, you didn't have a childhood. Like, that's all I say.
Maybe I should yell at my son more.
I feel like people are scared to do it, but it's just, people are trying to be so, like, politically correct, regardless of what it is, whether it has to do with someone's kids or them shopping or, I mean.
Even talking. Say bad words, it's fine.
I'm trying not to.
I'm trying to be politically correct.
There you go.
Fuck that.
No, I say a lot. Okay, maybe I'll start saying some shit. But yeah, I just feel like now people are really focused on that. Do I think it's a good thing? No, because I feel like people focus on it too much. Like I was having a conversation randomly with somebody the other day at the gas station because I was waiting in line to get something, and she saw my tattoos. So she just started talking to me about my tattoos and kind of going back and forth. And long story short, my coworker was right behind me, and I guess they, and I'm probably gonna get it wrong, so I apologize, but I guess they non-binary.
Okay.
So like, they that, I don't fully understand that, to be honest.
It was they, them, yes.
So, but because we didn't acknowledge them as that, they kind of made a scene at Circle K. So we just, well, I'm one of those.
Yeah, I'm not good at that either. I try my best.
I try to, because it's, I mean, even if I don't believe in it, it's something obviously that you do. So, I mean, I try just to be respectful, but doesn't always happen.
I'm like, a tree's a tree.
Yeah, exactly.
But a tree also doesn't have, you know,
yeah, feelings, so it doesn't, yeah.
So it could be a big tree, a small tree, a fat tree, a skinny tree. It's, at the end of the day, it's a tree.
Still a tree.
But no, I talked about this in another episode where I, like, for me growing up, we were all dykes. All the lesbians were dykes. There was a lipstick dyke, a baby dyke, a butch dyke.
Yeah,
and, I remember hearing that. And that was fine. I was a lipstick dyke, and that was great.
But I don't even still think people say it now.
They don't.
Yeah, see,
it's supposed to be a bad word now.
Yeah.
I got in trouble at work once for calling myself a dyke.
Yeah. Really?
Mm-hmm.
People are,
I was like, but I am a dyke. What do you want me to do?
People are sensitive.
And they're like, oh, it's a derogatory term. I was like, I like the word. I like that word, though. Like, there's words that are, I don't know. That just feel good.
Yeah. Like, okay. I call my tia, I call her Beaner a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But it's funny, it's the way I say it. So she'll see me and she'll be like, what a Beaner? I was like, nothing Beaner, just things like that.
It's the thing you guys have.
Yeah, it's just, but we've said it in public and I've seen people like.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
It's that type of thing, but that's what we have. It's just funny.
I do that when I see my Ruben and Maritza, like being lovey-dovey. I'm like, oh, stop being gay.
I heard you say it.
and it's funny because when I first came out, it was kind of like empowering for me, where my sisters had boyfriends and stuff, and I would make fun of them. I'm like, oh, you're being straight. You're being straight again, stop. Or things like that.
Yeah, then
eventually they're just like, well, you're gay. And I was like, yeah, I know. I'm amazing. And it just played around with it. But then Maritza never really had a boyfriend before. This is like her first real relationship. So now
to them, by the way.
Yeah. So I think it's funny and it's awesome to say it to them because they're like, it throws them off.
Yeah, it does throw
my
them off.
My brothers too. I do it to my brothers all the time. But I wanted to ask you another question. Well, it's funny because I knew you mentioned you like dating single moms. And my question was going to be, wait, did you have a single mom growing up? But you answered it already. That makes sense.
So, which I guess in the back of my mind, I never put two and two together. Because I've dated people that are not single moms, but just, I don't know, just for whatever reason, I have more fun with single moms. Just because...
Fun in one sense.
The fun in the sense that their time is precious. Mm-hmm. Their time is valuable. They don't got time to fuck around. Mm-hmm. Or if they want to fuck around, or they want to fuck around, whatever. They're entitled to
it. But it's that moment.
Yeah, it's that moment. Regardless of whatever situation they want to have, they're basically straight up. It just, mm-hmm. There's no playing around with it. It's either A, B, and C, 1, 2, 3, like just...
That's it.
Straight to the point. And yeah, just, I don't know, for whatever reason, I've always the majority dated single mom. My ex was a single mom. Mm-hmm.
How long were you in that relationship?
3 years.
3 years.
Yeah. It was... I have nothing as bad to say about her. She's a great mom, just because, you know, it is what it is. It didn't work out. I had already mentally clocked out with her, but because I got attached to the kids, mm-hmm. It took me longer to...
That was going to be my other... I think that's one of my other biggest fears.
Yeah.
Is I... Since I got divorced, or since I separated, I've only technically dated like two people. And one of them, he has kids, daughters. And I never wanted to meet his daughters. And I never wanted him to meet my son.
There's nothing wrong with that.
And see, for me, it's like, how are you going to bring people around to your kids? And then another person, and another person, and another person.
Yeah.
And it's like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Like, that is...
Yeah, I agree. Because I have some friends where it's like, I could have swore I saw you in another relationship a month ago, and now you're in another one. It's like...
Which is fine if you
are. It is.
But don't fucking bring the kids around.
Yes, yes.
Like, what is wrong with
you? Yeah, because you don't know if it's honestly damaging them or not. It took, with my ex, it took her, and I let her take control. It took her, I never brought it up, or I would bring them up like, oh, how are they, or what are they doing, or stuff like that. Just to, I guess, prepare myself to get to know little things that they'd like when she was ready to bring me around. But I never enforced that. I never made a big deal about it. Mm-hmm. I let her be, let her want when she was ready to bring me around. And even when she did, I was the friend.
Yeah.
Which I was completely okay with. And I feel like, to be honest, I feel like, I don't say men in general, but it is more towards men. The ones that make an issue or a problem with it, it's just, they're not putting them ahead. They're not thinking about them.
Correct.
Because at the end of the day, she's a single mom. She's going to worry about her kids. They come first regardless. Oh. So when there's a lot of men that don't act like men, and I've known people where they have issues with the kids of who they're dating.
Then why are you dating them?
Yeah, like how in the flying fuck, like he's like three, like you're gonna be jealous of a little 3-year-old? Like I don't understand. But I don't know if it's like a generation thing or whatever it is, but I feel like back then, you had hardworking men, pretty women. Now you have hardworking women, and then you have pretty men. This generation.
Mm. Are you one of those pretty men?
No. I've always...
You're hardworking.
I've always... Legally, I've been working since I was 12, like a school permit and stuff like mm-hmm. that. I've... Gracias a Dios.
Well,
yeah.
Really? Damn.
So back then...
14 and a half, 15. And I thought it was cool.
Yeah, I got my first 100 and bought a Sprint phone. When it used to be Sprint, with the needle.
The needle?
The old commercial used to be a needle and it falls. It used to be a flip phone. I thought it was so cool.
No, don't remember it.
No, damn.
Mine was just this tiny little phone. It wouldn't flip with anything. It was just numbers and...
What is Nokia with the snake?
Yeah, it was just a little snake. That's it. That was nothing else. Just text messages and not even text yet.
No?
It
was just straight phone calls.
Yep.
And even now you had 300 texts you could only send at a time where... Remember, you had to wait till, 9 o'clock to get 3 minutes?
Yes.
Oh,
that's funny.
Fuck, I forgot about that.
Wait, so what kind of men are these that get upset and jealous?
Those are not men.
Well, and correct.
To be honest, and I don't mean it in a, what's that word?
Like
I'm going to judge.
Oh, okay.
I'm definitely going to judge. I don't mean in a cocky way. I'm very confident in myself. Mm-hmm. But... I know, because some people are quick to judge other people, and I'm one of those people where I could give a rat's ass, I could care less. The way I am and the way I surround myself with people, it doesn't take me more than 5 minutes if I know I'm gonna fuck with you or not. Mentally, physically, emotional, like I said, I know within those 5 minutes. I'm very big on energy, mm-hmm. and I pick up on it real quick. So these so-called men that give these single moms headaches that they don't deserve, those are not men. They may or may not have a father figure in their life, but even if they did, something happened as far as what they saw growing up when they were being raised to them think now as an adult, it's okay for me to talk to someone like that with kids. Mm-hmm. I don't know how many times I've seen, especially on social media, where, oh, fuck this bitch or blah, blah, blah. And you're literally talking shit to somebody and the kids are right there. Like, how are you going to demean somebody? Mm-hmm. So, like, the word baby mama, I hate that word.
I don't like it either.
I'd rather have you say, okay, that's the...
Nice wife.
Or the mother of my child, or my wife, or whatever, you know what I mean? Yeah. Just in that form, I feel like it's a lot nicer.
I've had a guy try to talk to me and then be like, oh yeah, my baby mama, and I'm like, excuse me?
Yeah.
And he's like, well, that's just my baby mama. And I was like, were you guys married? And he's like, yeah. I'm like, so that's your ex-wife. That's not your baby mama. He's like, no, that's just something I, like, no.
It's the lack of respect.
Yes.
Regardless of what happened,
like,
it's the lack of respect.
I don't know how that makes you think that that's going to be impressive. Yeah. To impressing
yeah.
me.
Oh, yeah, guys.
To think that you're demeaning another woman is... make it look what?
Guys, just at the end of the day, guys are dumb, and I'm a guy.
I do agree with 90% of that.
90% of the guys, they're dumb, because that, what's that old saying? You'll know how a man treats a woman if you see how he treats his mother.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm a firm believer in that. I really yes. am.
I've also seen a pattern with that. Like, I don't date a lot of men. I was like, well. But I do, the men that I do see and I think like, oh my God, he's a great guy. Not that, not for me or for anybody, just
yeah,
in general.
Just in general, yeah.
It's the men that have a close relationship and connection with their mother.
Yeah.
And the way they treat them, or like, oh mom, actually visit them or take them yeah. out or things like that. And I'm like, oh yeah, of course, yeah, for sure.
And I feel like a lot of people just don't have that, or they lack it, or they just think, they don't respect the time. Time is borrowed. That's the one thing we can never get back.
Correct.
I'm a firm believer that anything in this life, it's fixable, obviously, but death.
Yes.
And we can't get that time back. Mm-hmm. So it's like just people arguing for minimal to pointless things and getting yourself just stressed out for no reason. Okay. And worked up. And I mean, I'm guilty of it too. I've been in the situations where I allow somebody to work me up and I push back, which is not right either. But it's also a defense mechanism in a way. I don't like to, for example, for me, I personally don't like to be put in a corner. And it takes a lot for me to feel like I'm in a corner.
What do you mean by that?
Like in a form of like...
Because we're in a corner right now.
It's a nice corner.
Yeah, okay.
Very nice corner. Let's say we're dating. Uh-huh. And just whatever. I didn't throw out the trash, like I said, and we just start arguing. As much as I talk shit on my lives, I don't like arguing. I really, that's just pointless. Even if we argue, I don't hate you. Hate's a strong word. We're still gonna go to bed, same bed. I'm still gonna love you. Like, yeah, it's yeah. just a moment. But.
Well, yeah, you can love someone, but you don't always have to like them.
Exactly.
Like, dude, you're being an ass right now. We'll talk about this later.
Yeah.
It's one thing.
But some people don't respect the fact that maybe the other person needs to calm down, or both of you guys need to calm down first mm-hmm. and then talk about it versus just right away. And I feel like that's where more arguments get worse. So that's what I mean as far as like if I get pushed in the corner, like if. Okay, if we're gonna have an argument, like I said, okay, let me cool down, let me collect myself, because the last thing I wanna do is disrespect you. Mm-hmm. Nor is it my intention to disrespect you.
Correct.
But if you keep just poking and poking and poking and poking, there's only so much a person will take.
Oh.
And that's what I mean about me being pushed in a corner.
Everybody has an enough button.
Yes, like yeah. And my enough button is, it's really hard to push, but when it does get pushed in front, and then I push back.
I think yeah, everyone has a button.
Yeah,
like that.
Just from it's more towards, I guess, men.
Oh,
it's not necessarily
Are
towards
you a man
women.
Hater?
Not necessarily, but
I used to be a man hater.
Like
it's okay. I used to be a man hater. I thought all men were dicks, cheaters, trash, worse para nada.
I feel like everybody has it in them, but it's a choice if they want to continue it.
Yes, now I understand that's with everybody, mm-hmm. not men and women. There's some women out there that are probably worse than men,
yeah.
you know? But for me, it took me a lot of therapy and realizing that at one point I have two brothers.
I give you kudos for that because we were talking about therapy earlier. What I see myself doing it, never say never, like you said, but it wouldn't be my first reaction. But me personally, I honestly feel like the people that do therapy, they accepted the fact that they need to speak. Mm-hmm. And that's commendable. That's courage. I say that's courage.
I need to talk. I need to let it out.
Yeah.
I need to let it out.
Me, I don't do
that. Hence the podcast.
Yeah. Me, I don't do that. I hold a lot in. It's not always
a
good thing.
Have you ever tried writing it down?
No. Probably should, though. Honestly, no. It just... Ooh. Light bulb.
Mm-hmm. Because, like I said, a lot of times you just need to get it out of you so that once it's out of you, you can see it in a different perspective, different eyes. I actually started writing things down, not talking. I had a hard time using my voice. When it was because of the way I was brought up. My dad was an alcoholic, and you never knew how he was going to come home. But you, as a kid, you have to learn really quickly.
Yes.
His steps, his sound, the way he talks.
His demeanor.
Before he's even in the door, I already knew.
Yeah.
The way he parked, did he bring the stuff down? Did he not bring the stuff down? Like, just all these things.
It's funny you say hello park thing, because if they come in hot, they're done.
Yeah, bien,
el putado. Yeah, exactly.
Y vale más que la comida, pues bien, hombre. And little things like that. Especially Fridays. Fridays were always like, it was Friday and my antenna was up since the morning.
Yeah.
The other days it was like, whatever. And my mom was siempre.
But I feel like that's more towards a machismo thing. In a sense, because it's okay. The man comes home, limpia la casa, I need my food, lo que sea. Now, even back then, but I feel like now, you're not less of a man if you help your wife or your girl clean, cook, lo que sea. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just society puts it where like it's wrong. Where,
you
like,
want to know something?
Yes.
My dad taught me how to cook.
Really?
Yeah, I'm saying like it was so
crazy.
Show
me, cause fuck my cup of noodles. Yeah, well, I did.
Yeah, yes. I'm actually boycotting cooking right now.
Mm-hmm.
I am. I boycotted it since I got divorced because my food wasn't up to par anymore.
Chingas.
That's what she said. I was literally 9 months postpartum. Anyway, that's why I'm boycotting it. I'm almost there. I think this Thanksgiving I'm gonna make like the entire Thanksgiving dinner. So that's the thing. My dad, bueno y sano. He cooked, he cleaned, he made sure.
I
did to mama, but hey, tu mama no es su sirvienta. Like, get up. Like, he literally told me, you can do anything better than a guy. Don't ever let a man fucking tell you what to do. It was like 360.
Yeah.
With my dad.
Which is good. I feel like that's people like that.
I love my dad, and my dad made all of my sisters and I so freaking strong that this is why I think none of us are married anymore. I mean, at least myself. Or why it took so long for all of us to kind of like be submissive
to a man.
Because you don't need a man. Oh, no, we don't. We never have.
Wanting one is different than needing one.
And not only that, letting one, let me trust you enough to do what I can do.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like, okay.
Yeah.
Like, and if I do and you don't, oh my God.
My grandpa was like that.
Okay, let's say I trust you enough to do what I can do.
Yeah.
And then you fuck it up.
Yeah. Yeah,
exactly. So it's
like you really mm-hmm. have to try hard to fuck mm-hmm. it up. So I get you.
Or you have to do it better than me. If not, I will tell you like move. I got it.
Yeah.
And anyways, yeah, that's my trauma, our trauma. I think we're getting better at it. Yours therapy. I learned to love, not love, but appreciate men for the good ones that are out there. The good ones that do show up, like my dad's brother. He was maybe not the best husband, but he's always been an amazing father. They're still together, all that good stuff. He also was a father figure to me. And then I have cousins that I'm like, wow, these are such a great men, And then my brothers started to be 13 and I had another brother. And then I was like, fuck, I have brothers. And if I think all men are assholes, does that mean that they are assholes?
Yeah.
No. That means that there has to be a different way. When I say therapy, I don't mean just therapy like when a psychiatrist. I mean like personal development.
Yes.
Like me, my own, challenging my own thoughts in the way I think this way. I mean, if I know that a thought hurts me, for example, like all men are cheaters or all men are assholes, that is going in contradiction with what I want to think of my brothers, right? So how do
it's
I change that
think
thought? How do I change that thought?
Yeah.
I don't like that thought. How do I change it? Why do I question it? How can it be different? And so that's what I mean by like my own therapy and the way I process things and the way I try to always see the best in everything. And it led me, it actually led me to a group of guys with Herbalife. Dude, these guys are, look, they look like models. They're like 7 feet tall. Todos negrotes, and look, those like beautiful, gorgeous, gorgeous, dark chocolate men.
Greek men.
And I literally saw a father take care of his twin daughters by himself, change them, pick them up, drive back and forth to the gym. Always like the best father figure ever. Yeah. And I was like, oh my God, like there is good men out there. The other one, also a single father, remarried, treated his new wife like a queen.
Yeah.
Loving, kind, always, how are you? Do you need anything? How's it going? Nothing like disrespectful or sexual. You know, you get those feelings.
Yeah.
No, they're like the nicest, kindest men. And I was like, oh wow. Yes, I think
society makes, it puts that shit in the men's head where,
no, you can't be weak.
You can't be weak. And it's, no, it's when you lack, it's when you lack the, you trying to be the man that your mom raised you to be and the man that you should be to your partner, is when you think that's a bad thing, it's, you're, no, it's,
I feel like
something went wrong.
Those are the men that are more secure, like you, like it's okay to understand, hey, be open, respectful, kind. Those are the men that are more men than the other ones that are talking, yapping.
Yeah.
Oh, this and that. Like, how does it say? A lion doesn't go around announcing that he's coming. He's a lion.
Yeah.
He's a real, yeah, actual hunter. He's a predator. He's not over there, rah, 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 handsome. Yeah, no. Like,
everybody knows. It's funny because, oh, kind of going back, how just therapy and things like that, for whatever reason, even on my lives too, people ask me a lot for my advice. Not saying my advice is always the best, mm-hmm, but the way I am, I tell you what you need to hear, not what you want to hear. I don't sure left. Que te guste, que no te guste, chingue su madre. Like, I'm going to tell you straight up, whether it comes out aggressive or not, like, I'm just going to tell you straight up. And I feel like, honestly, I feel like people, I have this condition, I like to call it, it's called fuck it. And okay, I really don't care. A lot of times, a lot of people, I feel like, need that. So for whatever reason that I draw people in sometimes where they ask me for my opinion, what I think, I end up telling them and they'll tell me later, I'm like, okay, thank you, I needed to hear this, or I needed a man's perspective, look us up. Deep down, it does make me feel good, but I just think it's funny because I'm right here giving out advice, and I notice it, I know, but I'll give advice because I get asked, but I won't listen to my own advice. That makes sense. Like, I won't ask somebody for advice. Does that make
Why?
Sense? I don't know. It's not, I don't want to say it's like, it's not a cocky thing. Maybe because I don't want to hear the
answer. Because you feel like you know the answer to it already?
Not necessarily. I just feel like I don't, well, actually, yeah, you're right. It has something to do with that. But also where sometimes when you ask for advice, you get the answer you don't want or you're scared to hear.
Mm-hmm.
And because I hold things in, I just feel like it's just going to get a domino effect towards me. So, like, I'll give people advice, and if they ask me, like I said, like, I'll do my best to help people out. But if I'm going through something, I just internalize it. I know that. Which is bad. I know it's bad.
It's kind of like when I say, bring me your problems. If you have, I have a solution. If you don't like my solution, you can keep your problem.
Yeah.
You'd rather just keep your problem mm-hmm. from the get-go and not have to.
Like, I...
Because you feel like I have to do something about it.
Yeah. And I just...
I'm not ready to... apart from this problem,
I just hold it in. I'd rather deal with other people's problems. I'd rather help other people than my own.
Yeah. Have you noticed that sometimes that makes your problems just go away?
In a sense. Because you, the things that you were worried about, or you thought was an issue or a problem.
Such a big thing.
It wasn't.
Because mm-hmm. then you hear someone else's and you're like, oh, like, shit, damn, I'm not
yeah,
doing that.
Yeah, it's nothing.
Which is not also a good thing.
Right,
because
right.
I had a friend that was like, well, at least he doesn't beat me. And I was like, no.
Okay.
That is not how, this is not what I meant by it, by all. Like, no, you deserve to be happy.
Everybody does.
You deserve to be happy. You deserve to have everything in the world. You deserve to be loved like nothing else. And I feel like so many people are afraid of that. They'd rather stay in a relationship.
It's costumbre.
Mm-hmm. Or they're like, well, at least it doesn't beat me. Like, what?
Yeah, it's costumbre. Like, people will be in a relationship for 30, 40, 50 years, and they're miserable.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, because they stay because the kids. No, they're going to grow up and leave.
I told my mom all the time, do me a favor, leave him. Mm. Leave him. I literally had to threaten my mom for her to finally like leave.
It was the same thing with my mom and my ex stepdad. It took her a while to just finally just said I had enough. And one thing is us telling her, but the other thing is her believing and wanting to do it, and then.
Yeah, especially like you said, if they're very, very old school, like my mom.
Yeah.
She's first generation here, and my grandma and grandpa died together. All her brothers and sisters, yeah. The oldest ones, like, they still the same marriage, whether it was good or bad.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes I see one of my cousins celebrate, you know, their mom and their dad, and they're like, oh, 70 years together, and I'm like, yeah. She went through a lot. Yeah. They did. And granted, yes, now their husband is better. Now the husband isn't.
But I mean, that's the time that we can't get back.
Mm-hmm. The husband doesn't. 20,
30, 40 years of just like.
Or when like they say like, well, es que cambió, ya no es muchacho, ya no es mujeriego. And I'm like, no, he got old and sick. He did not change at 50 just to be nice.
Exactly.
He just couldn't do what he used to do anymore, and now he needs someone to take care of him.
Which is not a good thing either, That's just
But anyway, they're always like, hi, Vanessa, are you like, no, this is not a man-hating. They're like, you're just a man-hater. I'm like, no, this is not the man-hating. This is just the reality. Like, do you want to literally, yes, I get it. It's cool, 70 years, yay. Congratulations.
It is a beautiful thing, but is it, I mean.
But was it a good 70 years?
Yes.
You know, was it something to be actually be proud of or enjoy or really congratulate? Yeah. Would you want your daughter to spend 70 years with that person? No. Like, if you're celebrating it, would you want your daughter to spend 70 years with that person, right? And so.
That long, people go into that, they lose that self-love because it's costumbre. They're like, oh, well, ¿quién me va a querer? Tengo those mis hijos or yes or yes or whatever, you know, just the negativity that they put upon themselves. But I also feel like it has to do with the negativity that comes from the man, because what hurts more than physical is verbal abuse. So
my mom would always say, que muérete yo se va, you won't have it again, pero una palabra no se me olvida. And so that's why you have to be impeccable with your word. But what do you think of these like guys that want a trad wife? Do you know what that is? A trad wife?
A trad wife?
A trad.
Trad wife?
Trad wife. Have you heard of that? No. Trad wife? So trad wife is what they have, like a homemaker. Like you have no, and there's a lot of women are Christians right now. I saw it on my feed. I don't know why. It was this lady saying how she's so grateful that she has a husband because she doesn't have to think. Her husband makes all the decisions in the house. Mm-hmm. She stays home and makes sure that everything is perfect for him. And there's no such thing as rape in a marriage. Because once you marry him, you give yourself to him.
That's
so like Christianity, what the idea of like a trad wife should be. It's a little, you know, some of them is like a Christian trad wife, and then there's like a stay home, cook and clean, and you do. He doesn't do nothing. He doesn't touch nothing. He doesn't pick up anything. He's literally like, he goes to work and he's the man of the house and he makes all the decisions and you can't say anything.
I don't believe in that because God forbid, algo le pasa. What's gonna happen? You depend on him so much, and God forbid, algo le pasa, or fuck, he leaves you.
Mm-hmm.
Or whatever, you know, like, what now? I feel like it's a double-edged sword in a sense, too, because I feel like a woman should be independent, but I feel like there is such thing as too much independence, only because, in a sense of, you'll hear women, some women, not all women, of course, we're generalizing, you'll hear some women say, oh, I don't need a man, this and that, or I pull my own guys, just stuff like that, right? But they don't need a man when le conviene, or something that they don't want to do.
Mm-hmm.
But you'll hear some women say, oh, I'm such an independent woman. You never hear a man say, oh, I'm such an independent man. When was the last time you heard a man say, oh, I'm such an independent man? It sounds dumb, it's foolish, it's stupid.
Yeah, but I think all men want to be taken care of, that's why.
They should be. They should be to an extent. But their partner should be taken care of as well.
No, correct. But they want to be taken care of. Like, I feel like men want someone to come and cook and clean and baby them and take care of them in that sense. Not financial wise.
No, not definitely.
Too.
That, if.
Hay unos que sí.
If you're that type of man, fuck.
That's not a man.
That's not a man. It's no. Your girl working, busting her ass. Yeah, it's a child. For a man to feel, I don't say baby, but taken care of, It is a beautiful thing.
Yeah, men aren't going to say, I'm an independent man. No, they don't want
to
be independent.
It is a beautiful thing to, like, you know, come home and have a, like I said earlier, too, you'd be surprised what a simple hug does to a man.
Yeah, true.
And, like, I'm blue collar. I'm electrician, I'm blue collar. And sometimes nothing's harder out in the field than you trying to deal with something personal out in the job. So, like, if you know, you argue with your girl or lo que sea, or just something that's personal and you're thinking about at work, that's harder to do to not think about it when you're at work than actually doing your job. There's people that do understand. There's some women that do understand it, and there's some women that don't, in the sense of, let's say I come home and my partner, I got a long face, I'm just drained. You could tell it's one of those days, lo que sea. There's some women that knows their man is thinking about something or just had a long day, or he's just fighting his own demons where she don't gotta bring it up, she already understands, and she'll cater to him in the sense that she will be his safe space, which vice versa too.
Correct.
But there's also other people, other women, I'll say men too, but there's women where he comes home and what's wrong, why don't you talk to me? Like, it just, they're not connected.
And I think that comes, well, for me, I think women should, if your partner, whether you're a man or a woman, you should always be that other person's safe space.
Yes.
Always. Yes. I don't care who, guy or girl. And then with time, especially if now that's your wife, or for example, that means you've already dated. That means you've already lived together.
Yeah.
That means you should already know. And if you don't know, at least
the
have something in place where you're like, all right, this is not always you. So let me either show up for you in a different way, or let's talk about it. Maybe not right now, but like eventually, you know, like I knew before she was even off work.
Yeah.
She could just tell me, we only sold one car. I already knew what that meant.
Yeah.
It was a rough day.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to talk about it. You want to eat.
Yes.
You want to eat some McDonald's or tacos at night, and you want to cuddle.
Yeah.
I already knew that.
Yeah.
Just because you said, I sold one car. Oh, I sold no cars. That was McDonald's for sure. And ice cream.
Because you already had that understanding, that communication with the person.
Before you walked in, there was already a drink waiting for you.
Yeah. All right, unicorns. I am so sorry to interrupt, but we're going to hit a quick pause right about now. See, apparently when you put two opinionated people in one room, we don't stop talking. Because this episode ended up being about 2 hours long. And honestly, I didn't want to cut out the good stuff just to make it fit into one episode. So we're splitting it into two episodes. Next week, we'll be diving even deeper into dating, relationships, healing, masculinity, therapy, and a few opinions that might ruffle some feathers. So if you thought the first 47 minutes were good, trust me, you don't want to miss next week's episode because we're just getting started. Make sure you're subscribed so you don't miss part two. And remember, unicorns do exist. You're listening to one. Bye.